Madam Chair, Jamaica commends the members of the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent for their bold step in ensuring that the issue of reparatory justice is among the first issues addressed by the forum at its inaugural meeting. As we near the close of the United Nations designated decade of people of African descent, which focused on critical issues of development, justice, and recognition of people of African descent, we observe that much of its objectives have not been realized. Progress in the implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action and the Decade for People of African Descent are being stymied. Importantly, it must be recognized that these were commitments previously agreed by UN members by consensus. Importantly, we note the linkages between the objectives of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The latter includes a commitment to combat inequalities within and among countries, establish just societies, end poverty and hunger everywhere, and to leave no one behind. It is therefore an opportune time for the international community to examine all the challenges being faced to achieve significant improvement in the lives and livelihoods of people of African descent, justice for crimes of the past and present against people of African descent, and of course, the recognition of the fundamental rights and freedoms of people of African descent. Unfortunately, the evidence shows that despite significant contribution of persons of African descent in politics, academia, health, education, to name a few, they continue to be at risk of being left behind. We believe that reparatory justice, therefore, must be at the forefront of all elements of the decade of the theme, justice, development, and recognition, as it plays a fundamental role in addressing and correcting systemic structural inequalities and inequities facing our people at the international and domestic levels. Of significance in this regard is the notion that injustice cannot be remedied without accountability on the part of those who were responsible for the original damage. It is also noteworthy that reparatory justice is only achievable if all actors, the enslavers, perpetrators, and the formerly enslaved represented by their children, embark on a sincere and serious process of reparations and repair as part of the outcomes of the decade.